Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Today we're going to talk about the most important thing that you have on planet Earth. How exciting. And I bet some of you have no idea what that is. You want me to tell you? It's something your mother gave you. And your father helped. It's called your body. Now, I'm forever telling you, you are spirit. You are spirit. You are spirit. It can take years to realize what I'm saying. How many of you found it took you a few years? Yeah, okay. And so it's a process to come to the awareness that you are spirit. You're part of the divine. You're part of what most people call God, or many people do, the cosmic consciousness, whatever you want to call it, it has no name. And we're all part of it. It's a divine force. And each of us have chosen as a spark of this divine force to manifest on this little planet we call Earth. And to do that, we've taken a physical body. So it's a very, very important thing. It's our door into this world. It's our vessel within this world. It's our little spaceship in this particular reality. So you, the spirit, abide within your body, hopefully. Unfortunately, most people on the planet take a body, create a body, and then spend most of their time outside of it. In fact, a lot of meditations even emphasize spending time outside of it. But if we're going to take a body, how are we going to get the most out of it if we don't relate to it? And I'm not saying you need to bring all of yourself, because you can't bring all of yourself, the spirit, into the body. The body can't handle you, but it can handle an aspect of you. And we even name that. We name that the body personality. And that's what people know as you. And that body personality abides within your body, ideally. The place for it to abide is in the center of your head, where you don't get lost in the physical. Because we're very, very capable as spirit, and we've created very powerful bodies. They're very strong emotionally, intellectually, creatively. They're wonderful when we own them. So today I want us to focus on our bodies and begin to acknowledge how important they are for us. So we're going to start with our spiritual techniques, and the most important one to help you deal with your body is grounding. So just close your eyes and sit back and get comfortable. And let yourself be aware of your body. As you take some nice deep breaths and relax it. And then I want you to be aware of the space in your body near the base of your spine. Don't go there. You're spirit. You can go anywhere, anytime. Be above your head right now. And just be aware of that space near the base of your spine. And you're very creative, so create a flow of energy from that chakra, energy center at the base of your spine or near it, and let that energy flow from you to the center of the earth. Let it flow through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until that grounding cord connects with the center of the earth. This is one of the most wonderful things you can do for your body. It is a spiritual phenomenon. It is a spiritual creation. And it's essential for spirit-body connection and communication. Remember to keep breathing as you ground your body, because you're grounding you, the spirit, to the body and to the earth through this body. That's pretty amazing. You're part of the divine force, and your body is your vessel. I know some groups teach that bodies are bad, only if we're lucky. People come to me and they believe they're so bad. And I say, well, did you kill anybody? No. Well, then, you know, lighten up. Breathe in, breathe out. We're in human bodies. Let yourself enjoy your human body and take charge of it by grounding. So take some nice deep breaths and let your breath relax your body and help you ground the body. Now, when you ground the body from your first chakra to the center of the earth, you are communicating that you, the spirit, are in charge of your physical body. Nobody else is. You are. Experience that. And I want you to then come from the top of your head, that bright spark of light that is you, the spirit. Come from the top of your head right in to the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Now, this is the place where you, the spirit, can abide within the body and be neutral about what you're creating through this body. Because sometimes when you're being bad, you kind of judge that, and that makes it harder to get to be a little good. Of course, you don't want to get to be too good. That makes you bored, and then you go over to being really bad again. I encourage people to be a little good, a little bad, and things balance out. Now, increase your grounding as you come into your body, because your body must have that connection with the earth, because it is of the earth, for you to safely abide within it. Some of the most confusing things about spiritual phenomenon is this difference between spirit and body that most groups don't acknowledge. You're not your body. You're not any emotional thing. You're not any intellectual thing. You're spirit. You're so much more capable and powerful than that. The physical body, your intellect can't comprehend you. Can you comprehend God? Obviously not. Well, guess what? You're a part of that. Breathe in, breathe out, and respect the body for all that it does for you. It's your home for a period of time. Now, let yourself focus in that space a little above and behind your eyes. And as you do this, let your light shine, because that's how you perceive yourself as spirit. In the physical reality, let your body experience you. It may feel you. It may be disturbed by you. Get to know your body and let your body know you. Be neutral about your body. Accept your body as it is. All bodies have a great deal in common, even though we are so creative. We create an amazing number of differences. But just get to know yours. We'll talk about getting along with each other in another month or two. Right now, learn how to get along with your body. You have chosen a particular type of body in a particular setting for your spiritual creativity. Let yourself view your characteristics on a physical level for a moment. Bodies are emotional. Bodies are intellectual. Are you more one or the other, more intellectual or more emotional, or are you balanced? Do you attempt to use your body to solve all your problems from an emotional level or an intellectual level? Do you forget that you're spirit and you can simply meditate on something and clearly see your path or clearly see your choice. You are spirit, and your most valuable thing on this planet is your body. But you have to remember how to use it. And grounding is step one. Be aware of how your body is responding to grounding and you centering in your head. It will communicate with you, with emotions, words, pictures. Some way it will send communication to you. It will let you know if it's happy or unhappy. If it does not like what you're doing, it will show you and again until possibly it gets sick. And then you'll pay attention. Pay attention to your body right now without an emergency. I'm sure many of you have children and you know how children are. If they want attention, they're going to get your attention. Well, your body has some similarities. Breathe in, breathe out. Just be still with your body for a moment. Being grounded and centered and breathing puts you in a meditative state. It quiets the entire physical system so that you can communicate with your body. It enhances the spiritual communication, the ability for spirit and body to connect. So let's do that right now and validate or appreciate the body. How old are you? That's how many years this body has walked and talked and done all the things you want it to do. Appreciate the body for that. Oh, I know all of you have complaints about your body. Well, you got sick and you weren't here there, blah, 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 and on and on and on and on and on. And I know you do that so much of the time. Please take 5 minutes and appreciate it for all the wonderful things it does for you. Practice being a wonderful singer. See how long you can hold the note of appreciation for your body. I want you to notice any change in your body, grounding, centering, and filling it with appreciation. In this modern day, we tend to focus on the things we're doing wrong. I heard about a lady the other day that said, well, please tell me all the things I'm doing wrong. It's like, what? No, you do a great job of that. I don't need to do that. Appreciate your body. I want you to make a little list for yourself right now. Use your intellect. Make a little list of all the things that body does for you. So you're here to create, but what can you create if you don't have that body? What is that body doing for you? We all have our individual purpose for being here on Earth, but we can't fulfill it without a body, unless you can convince some other body to allow you to invade it. And we know how that works. You get their mess. Better to start over with a brand new, fresh body. Notice how amusement delights your body. Do you know it changes your physiology? I think it's all those little endorphins that start running around. Laughter, joy. How much do you give that to your body? How much have you denied your body as an adult because of your rules and your regulations? Children laugh like, I don't know, probably 100 times more than adults do. Be in the center of your head and use your grounding for one more benefit of the grounding, and that's to release, to let go. And start letting go of anything that gets in your way of appreciating your body. I'll bet you're going to find somebody else's criticism. And it's not their business to criticize your body. They ought to stick to their own. Let it go. People say, oh, what things should I do to solve this problem? Well, let it go. Start with letting go. Human beings love to drag things around with them. I hear there's an incredibly popular show on Netflix now about how to clean out your closet. And I thought, oh my gosh, the world is desperate. Let's clean out our bodies, though. Let go of any criticism that you have within your body. So there's more room for you, the spirit, to come in and appreciate your body, to like your body. I'm not going to ask you to love it yet. That might take a while. Notice how simple we're keeping it. You're focusing in the center of your head and letting go of anything interfering with appreciation of your body. Now let's give our bodies a gift. As spirit, you have the ability to manipulate energy. You can use an infinite number of vibrations to heal and change and create. And today I'd like for us to use a bright, clear gold energy because it's neutral and it helps you be in the present moment where your body lives. So just create the image of a bright gold sun above your head. And just allow the light from that gold sun to flow to you and through you so that you become like a column of gold light. Let it go all the way into the earth. Yes, let's not only heal our bodies, but heal the body of the earth. It's just our bigger body. Let that gold energy flow through and just fill every cell in your body. You, the spirit, have the ability to create through your body. Give to it by letting it heal with this bright gold energy. Don't forget to breathe. Now, let's use this gold vibration to help us communicate as spirit, we're using our bodies, remember? They're our vessel. And I want us to talk to a wonderful teacher we call Jesus. He became a Christ, which means an enlightened one. We've known others, such as Buddha, Muhammad, Lao Tzu. There are many, many wonderful teachers who've come to help us. So I'd like for us to pick out Jesus Christ today because we're talking about the body and appreciating the body. And this particular soul did a wonderful job of manifesting himself as spirit and validating the body. So take a nice deep breath and allow yourself to be aware of his presence. Say hello. And allow yourself to be in the present with this soul. And I want you to ask Jesus to help you appreciate your body and listen to what Jesus has to say to you personally about appreciating your physical body. Ask some information from Jesus about the tremendous benefit of having a body. Validate how blessed you are to be here in a body at this point in time. Allow yourself to hear from Jesus how valuable the time is now. And what a great thing it is to be here in a body. Participating in the incredible transformations that are happening on our planet right now. Let's all thank Jesus and appreciate him for a moment. Say thank you for being here and teaching us what we need to know, that we're spirit, we have a body, that we're not just the body, that each of us is a divine spark. No matter how we look or how good or how bad other people think we are, we're still a divine spark. Remember, a lot of people thought Jesus was very bad, that he was a rebel. He was called a drunkard, a wine bibber, a glutton. Thank Jesus for being human and showing us that the divine can shine through the human without having to become it. I'd like for you to just allow yourself to release that connection with Jesus. Let him go. He's always around, but I want you to be aware of releasing him from your close-in awareness. And we're going to use this gold energy and the grounding and centering to do what we love best, and that's to allow our communication with our God. So let that gold energy flow through you. And those of you who know how, I'd like for you to just allow the gold energy to flow through the whole room. And allow us to have a grounded, neutral energy for this communication. And then say hello to your God. And allow yourself to receive a hello in return. And give yourself permission to receive validation that you are spirit and that your body is of great value for your creativity. Experience this light within you. Know that you are part of this. You're part of the whole. Although God doesn't need it, let's thank God for all that we have. Because it makes our bodies feel better. Express that appreciation. Now allow yourself to focus right here in the moment. Draw your attention back to the physical world. Listen to your heartbeat. Tune into your breathing. This will help you come back to your body. Because it brings you into the present, and the body is in the present at all times. And that's another thing you can appreciate it for. Present time. All right, then you want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to help you come back to the physical. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and just bend forward and release any excess energy from your head and shoulders and arms. When you're ready, sit up. And hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Last week we talked about fun. I hope you've been carrying that through. And remember, bodies really like to have fun. So keep doing that this week.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.